This flu season has hit Arizona hard. The latest numbers from the Maricopa County Department of Public Health show there have been more than 11,000 cases of the flu confirmed here since the season began in October.
And throughout the season, public health officials have been trying to hammer home the message that in order to stop the spread of illness, there are a few important things to do.
Don't go to work if you're sick. Don't send your kids to school if they're sick or to daycare. Wash your hands. You know, and get your influenza vaccines. I mean, those are the public health principles that we have to rely on.
Will Humble is the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association, and he says a law that Arizonans passed last year, Prop 206, made it a lot easier for some workers to follow that first principle. And the show's Lauren Gilger's here with more on this. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So Arizona voters approved Proposition 206 last year, and most of us might remember that it approved a minimum wage increase for Arizonans to $10.50 an hour this year and $12 an hour by 2020.
But not as many people are aware of the fact that it also provided guaranteed paid sick time for people that are covered under Prop 206. And that really has a public health benefit, especially this time of year during the cold and flu season, because, you know, even if your boss kind of lets you call in sick if you're sick, if you don't have that sick, that paid sick time, you're more inclined to go into work anyway, even though you don't feel well. And when you do that, obviously, you're at risk of spreading the illness to your coworkers and customers. And so having that paid sick time is really important in terms of helping employees make the right choice when it comes to staying home when they're sick instead of going into work.
Now, there have been several challenges to this law. The business community has said it would hurt business owners, and a bill being considered in the state legislature right now would ask voters to undo much of Prop 206. But paid sick time is important when it comes to the public health point of view, according to Humble. And for a broader look at this year's flu season and how it's affected our public health care system, I also spoke with Dr. Rebecca Sunshine. She's the medical director for disease control of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. I asked her first to put this into perspective for us. How bad has this flu season been?
This flu season has been particularly bad, first of all, because it started earlier than other flu seasons. Typically in Arizona, we start to see the flu season pick up in February or March, and this one actually hit its peak in the end of December. So a lot of folks weren't quite prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, we did already reach our peak, and that peak was higher than the one in 2015-16, which was the most severe influenza season we've had in the last 5 to 10 years.
Wow. And when something like this happens and you get such a severe flu season that sort of catches people off guard, what are the effects of that? What do you see on a broader scale? How do you see the effects on our public health care system?
Well, there's a lot of different effects. So influenza can cause anything from a mild illness all the way up to requiring hospitalization and even death. So when we see increased numbers of cases, we see increased numbers of mild, moderate, and severe cases. And what it did this season was it caused our hospitals to fill up, our emergency rooms to fill up. Some hospitals actually had to set up external triage areas and their parking lots. And we really got to a point where we had to start figuring out how we can best utilize the limited resources.
Right, right. And when it's hospitals and emergency rooms being inundated, those are people who might have health insurance and might not have health insurance. How do you see that play out?
Well, there is a law called EMTALA, and when somebody shows up at an emergency room, the hospital is required to provide some level of care. So what we did was we worked with the hospitals and healthcare community to message that individuals who were sick with the flu but didn't have underlying health conditions or any evidence of severe disease to stay home and treat their influenza with rest and fluids, etc. However, we did encourage anyone that had underlying medical illness or anyone with evidence of severe influenza to seek care immediately.
And when somebody doesn't have health insurance, they end up in the emergency room. So you're trying to sort of triage that situation, it sounds like.
When they get into the emergency room, they really try to triage based on severity of illness. So whether or not you have health insurance in that case really doesn't come into play. It only comes into play afterwards when the patient receives that bill that's not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. And if they're unable to pay it, the healthcare facility does have to eat that cost.
And that can have a broader effect on the healthcare system, I know. The last thing I want to talk about is people who are trying to work and deal with this illness at the same time. We do have some paid sick leave required in the state now, but not everybody's covered by that. What kind of messaging do you try to get to people about going to work when they're sick?
The two most important ways to prevent influenza and prevent the spread of influenza are to get vaccinated in the first place, and when people do get sick, to stay home from work or school. So public health has always encouraged healthcare facilities to have policies to provide free influenza vaccine to their employees, and also to have sick leave policies that allow ill employees to stay home when they're ill. This not only protects the patients that they care for, but it prevents it from spreading to other employees who can then spread it to patients.
Right. If you have to go to work and then you're there and you're sick, is that how we see these sorts of diseases spread so quickly?
Well, what we know is that there are lots of studies that show that when healthcare workers are fully vaccinated against influenza, that it not only protects the individual healthcare workers, but it protects patients from getting the flu and from dying. And there are multiple studies that show that.
Mm-hmm.
And although those studies are done among healthcare industries, public health strongly encourages anyone in the community who gets ill with influenza-like symptoms, regardless of the diagnosis, to stay home so that they don't pass it to other people. So that's why we're always encouraging employers to work with their employees to give them sick time, or at the very least work with them so that they can work from home and not spread it to others.
All right. Dr. Rebecca Sennenschein, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
All right. Thank you.
Dr. Rebecca Sennenschein is the Medical Director for Disease Control at the Maricopa County Department of Public Health.